Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, I think if somebody we failed, I apologize for that. But apparently, from what a lot of what I'm seeing and reading on these trappers and militias and this and that, and one thing or another, So let me lay it out very, very plainly, okay? And we're going to, since I'm down here in the Houston area, we're going to use Houston as just a geographical location of that, okay?
Right.
Houston's 6 million plus people, okay? Right. Now, that's a lot of people jammed into an area. All right. When that supply chain breaks and there's no food on the shelves, what do you think's going to start happening?
Oh, definitely.
And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. With 6 million people, with that supply chain snap, those shelves will be bare in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're already short on everything, man. I pay attention to that when I go to the grocery. But anyway, I'm getting off
topic. Yeah, same here.
let me continue on. These people aren't going to stay in the cities. They are going to move out in the rural, to the rural areas, small towns, mm-hmm. wherever they think their supplies can get. And they will be coming. And that is the first thing you're going to have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, is that wave right there. Okay. The next thing that's going to happen after that wave, the cities will be in complete chaos. Now, you take that 6 million people that I was talking about and throw in the major cities in there. You're literally going to have tens of millions of people
mm-hmm.
headed off the coast and to the rural areas.
Oh, yeah.
All right? So that's going to be the first thing you're going to have to survive. The second thing you're going to have to watch is, well, the federal government, well, I'm going to tell you what, man, if these waves of people don't do away with you and take everything you stored, the next thing you've got to worry about is your local government.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have a good relationship with the sheriff or our AO then, he asked us to be his reserve deputies, you know, in case of emergency. So they know who we are and they know what we do and stuff. And they know there's supplies out there, all right? So the first thing the city's going to do, they're going to have people beating on their doors and da-da-da and all that. It's going to start with, it should be shared for all, da-da-da. So that's mm-hmm. the second thing you have to watch. People in your own town, your own city government is going to come for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the fact that if you took the whole of the American military, you could not secure the major cities, okay? So we will have UN peacekeeping troops on the ground, which, of course, will be predominantly Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the third wave, all right? Now, once we get through those three waves, then you get to the final round, which will be, it's necessary to complete the reset. So,
mm-hmm.
They're not coming all at once. It's not going to be sending out some big force. We've talked about this. They're going to take it.
Oh, there's Virgil there. All right, exactly. And here's the thing, too, that Russell's that we so, you know, the way I'm seeing it too, that you go to see cities, you think cities in Portland were burning? Oh shit. You ain't see shit when that happens. You know,
well,
right, Virgil?
Well,
sorry to disappoint you. Sorry to disappoint you. It's your hanging in from Wolfpack Radio.
But
I was just wondering where my co-host was, and I see he's over here slumming again. What's up, guys?
Not much. How you doing, sir?
Just working hard. Y'all doing good?
Oh, I hear you. But, you know, it's like, too, like we've been telling people on the show that, you know, we've been telling them prepare, and stock up on food and everything. And they're like, oh, you're all full of shit. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know, that's what we're at now. Like Russell said, the stores are kind of getting bare. I've been noticing, I was talking this to a friend of mine, Jeannie Hill. We were talking last night. She's been noticing how, like, the Walmart stores and everything, you go in there and buy food, it's all rotten, every bit of it. You know, and stuff. So it's like, that's the start of it. You know, start seeing these chain supplies and everything. Then that food's going to run out. The rotten food's going to run out and everything. But, oh, man, it's going to be a nightmare. You know?
Well, actually, what happened, Joseph, is remember a few years ago when I came out with my China video, which I think Russell was my biggest fan on that show for sure. But in the China video, I explained that China was trying to not only take over America, but take over the world. And they had done a maritime Silk Road. And obtaining this maritime Silk Road in the ocean, they had obtained the seven major maritime chokeholds, they have attained ports in all of the maritime chokeholds. And in this video, I explained that with the snap of a finger, they could literally block global shipping and starve us to death. So that's what's happening now. But the thing is, see, you're saying that we're running out of food. Wrong. We ran out of food already. Now, what you saw was, you saw warehouses that still had a lot of stock. So as the stores of Walmart, let's say, for example, well, not so much Walmart, I don't think it's associated with China, but let's say another store orders their food, they go to the warehouse, the distribution center, they send the food there. Meanwhile, trucks are filling up the distribution. But now the trucks aren't coming as often filling up the distribution, but we were still able to take, maybe not as much, but take. So you weren't starting to see it. But now what you're seeing is the distribution centers are becoming empty. As the distribution centers start becoming empty, you start seeing less and less and less products on the shelf. And when it hits super freaking hard because people don't see it coming because they've been seeing leak. They've been thinking that we have food because they've been seeing it. But what they're not seeing is that's all from the distribution centers, not still coming in.
Exactly.
Because Americans are stupid and are dependent upon China, you know?
Well, that's like me and Gina discussed last night. I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but a lot of the food that we noticed are close to expiring and stuff. It's not just Walmart. Some of the supermarkets like Smith's and Albertsons, they carry fresh food. A lot different than what Walmart is carrying because I've been comparing the past couple of weeks. Went in and bought some fresh vegetables, and the comparison is Walmart. See, you buy like tomatoes and stuff within 24 hours. That's rotten. With Albertsons and Smith, what I still have the ice box about 3 weeks ago, still fresh. Still, I can all go in right now and grab me a tomato and eat it. You know, so I don't know, it's like a mind game they're playing with us and stuff, but you know, for Gina Hill...
But no, think about it. They're look what happened here. So they literally have destroyed our California farming, which is our main source here in America for a lot of things. And so instead, we're having to get fruit delivered from China and other weird places. So by the time you get into travel stuff and then you're detained for however long at the port before you can even unload, you know, by the time they get there. Yeah. I see the food the worst, and this has been going on for a while, actually. At Sam's, we shop at Sam's so long, and the fruit there has always been horrible. But what I've done is all these really good, and I do a lot of the frozen vegetables, which is really the best way to go right now. It's the frozen vegetables. But, you know, you're right. We've been telling people to stock up, and if they didn't stock up, it's really kind of too late. I mean, I'm a prepper, and y'all know known for being a prepper, and we're in pretty good shape, but we still, you know, don't have as much as we should have had, because they made it where you're just living payday to payday, basically, because you just work and get by, you know, because it's a freaking economy and these people have to destroy us. And then they freeze the price of the food so much that when you do try to stock up, it's so expensive that once you use it, you can't afford to restock again because you're still broke from the last time you bought groceries, you know?
Right. Right.
We're looking at $37, $38 for 10 pounds of hamburger in Texas. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I bring it right now. I've been going to the local fresh.
That's a cheap hamburger, shop. By the way, the cheapest hamburger.
I've been going to the butcher's market, and it's cheaper to get your meat there if you have a local butcher's market, because I found that going there, I save tons of meat, you know, and everything. So I just spent $37 on just 5 pounds of hamburger meat, 7 pounds of bacon, about 3 pounds of pork chops, 10 pounds of ham. All cost me $30. If I would have went to Walmart, that would have been about $200 worth.
You know, see, the problem is, too, and I guess I don't really want to say this is Russell on the line, because it feels sacrilegious, you know, because he's my fellow Texan, because we're carnivores, major carnivores in Texas. But we really do eat too much meat. And one of the reasons that, you know, I went back and forth with this Mormon religion and this Joseph Smith, but one of the things that always impressed me about him was that he had it said that God had told him that we should not eat sparingly with meat, you know, with red meat, that we should eat sparingly. And this is like 1820, and they didn't even know what cholesterol was or that the red meat caused cholesterol, you know. And I always found that kind of profound that he actually did say that before the cholesterol. But it was a valid point, but I just choose to ignore that because we're Texans, we're severe carnivores. But we really probably eat way too much meat that's healthy than we should, you know. And so we really, you know, should eat less meat. Now, I noticed that in Australia, they always do things like guinea pigs before they do us. And so when I was there, I was just horrified at the size of the proportions of these foods were so tiny. I mean, like 4 ounce soda waters, 6 ounce soda waters, you know, and the meat packs were just so freaking tiny. I was just like, oh, my God. And Deb was like, hey, I want to pick up this package, man. What do you think? You think this is good for the Barbie? And I'm like, I looked at it, and I was like, oh, Bev, that's like a bite to us in Texas, you know? It's not a serving. It's like a bite.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to have to budget. We're going to have to – my point of all this is in order to budget with the rising cost and the food being less fresh and things like that is to probably have to depend more when you're budgeting on other foods and less meats, you know? So you have to find other sources of protein.
Right.
And so that's why a lot of people often say the eggs and the beans, because they're less expensive and they're protein, which help subsidize the foods, you know, we can't afford the meat, you know.
And that's,
but
and that's
thing,
true.
One more point before I stop is when I did that one show, I think I talked to you about it, I went and canned a whole bunch of hamburger when it was cheaper, you know, bought a bunch of it and canned it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if any of your listeners are listening, if they want to can their hamburger, but it lasts a long time, buy it when it's, if you can get it cheaper, then can it. And if you go buy the big, giant mason jars and put them in your refrigerator, if you put your strawberries, your fruit, your vegetables, I don't know about the vegetables, I'm sure the fruit, but I'm sure it would work on tomatoes too. They say that it stays about 10 times longer than it does. It, you know, just put them in the mason jars and then put them in the refrigerator. And they say that it keeps your fruit fresh like 10 times longer. So you might try that, you know.
It'd be worth experimenting on that, you know.
Yeah, but so that's all I had on that.
That, you know, and I've noticed that because, you know, I've cut way back on eating a lot of meats as well. And I've been eating lots of, you know, vegetables and fruits here lately. And I've actually noticed the difference in my health, too. So, and everything. But I eat a lot. I've been eating lots and lots of peaches. And, man, you talk about perking with energy and stuff, you know. But, oh, lost Russell. Hopefully he calls back in. But it's a game changer, you know, and everything when you're trying to save money and everything. But like me and Gina Hill, we were talking last night, and she was noticing, was asking questions and everything about it, if everybody else has noticed it. And I don't know, are they playing mind games with us, do you think, with all this? And?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Yeah.
You think they're playing mind games with us on this, or?
I have no idea. What do you think?
I kind of think they are, because it's like, you know, comparing to all the other stores like Smith's and Albertsons and all that, you know, their products are way fresher, way better, 100% better. They're a little pricey, but it's better quality food than what Walmart has. And their food's not expired. And it don't make you sick when you eat it.
What's your topic of your show tonight? Is it vegetables, or did you actually have a topic?
The topic tonight is the lab food, you know, because Bill Gates is trying to push the lab meats and everything on us now, you know, and stuff. So, and with Biden, you know, coming out now saying the New World Order is being in place, you know, fixing to come into play and everything. That's what our topic is about and stuff. You know, about the food and the food shortages and everything. And it can't help but wonder.
Well, you know, also, China's already been owning a bunch of our stuff, like Smithfield Farms and things like that. So it's going on before Bill Gates started buying up all of our farming. But it is, we've always said they were going to starve us to death, you know. Like you said,
right.
We've been on people for years. And I, you know, I don't like to, I kind of hate to even cover this topic because it really scares a lot of people. And we come across as almost extremist, and it scares people because they're on a certain amount of income. Mm-hmm. And if they can't, you know, haven't started stocking and everything, they panic.
And
they feel
hopeless. And the thing is with that, I'm on a fixed income. And I can understand that. But there are ways around that. Instead of panicking and everything, look for ways. Like right now, I'm growing my own stuff. I have a garden. I just started my new garden and everything. So growing your own, that helps. You know, and if you have to become a vegetarian, you know, I have no problem with that. To be vegetarian, you know, if it comes to that point. Because I've been training myself.
I'm actually, the reason I keep putting you on mute is because I'm taking care of my animals for the night. And it's funny you should say that, because I was just fixing to walk into the chicken coop, so I would have had you on mute when my rooster starts crying. But since you're talking about growing your own vegetables and doing your own food, might be a good time to hear that rooster.
If
you're gonna get roosters or chickens, it's a challenge.
Well,
you've never really done it much.
Going back to the old days, you know, having your own chickens and your own cows and stuff, you know. And we're going to have to probably go back to those days if it comes down to it. The only way we're going to be able to survive all this, you know, that's in my opinion. And it's just like.
Sorry, I couldn't answer you because I keep having my phone in my pocket because I'm taking care of my animals. And I have you on mute while I'm walking the gates and stuff. Well, you know, I wanted to call in, but I had stuff I have to do, you know. So,
well, I'm glad you did. So, but this is something that really needs to be talked about because,
His name is Optimus Prime, okay? And I left the light on by accident today, so he gets really pissy when I leave the light on. And then nobody wants to go to bed, and he's all screaming at the hens. And he always tries to beat me up. But I have good farm. I had eggs today for breakfast with better farm fresh eggs, you know. That's what I had for lunch.
Right.
I ate too many. I had four eggs because I didn't have breakfast. So for lunch, I had four eggs. And then I ate so much that I was so sleepy that I slept all afternoon and got nothing done and felt sick to my stomach because I overate. I also ate some Pop-Tarts, which is not healthy. I got 5 hens sitting there looking at me. I don't see Optimus Prime the rooster. Ooh, I got some fresh eggs.
But,
oh, I did.
Hey, I'm thinking about going that route too. I was talking to my neighbor, my roommate. We're talking about probably getting some chicken next. You know, it's okay. Kind of fresh eggs every morning. So,
well, I got two this morning when I came out here, and I just now picked up four more. And there might be some more in these other boxes, but I'm not going to check those tonight.
Yeah, right. So, Russell, in the direction that we're going, I mean, you know, if we're good, you know, especially with the digital currency now and everything coming and fixing to come into place, because a lot of us ain't going to be able to get into the program because we're not going to go with it and everything. We're going to see, we're going to see chaos with cities burning and everything and stuff. I mean, you're right on point with that, you know.
Well, you know, and the whole thing about the cryptocurrency and stuff like that is they will be able to go back and see every transaction that you've ever made. No, make the you gotta have warrant down and down like that. Yeah, we know how that works, guys. And it's basically, I'm telling you, Dan, I'm gonna say it anyway, but it just seems like we're getting closer and closer to the mark of the beast. Because unless you're using your government-issued crypto card, or it may be through a bank, you can do anything you need to, you know. But if you don't do that, you can't shop. Your pay is going to be crypto. You'll never see any cash again. They'll control every aspect of your well-being or ill-being.
I said it before, and I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, the chaos we're seeing now, this is all the setup for the beast, for the Antichrist to come in. I'm going to save you all, but you got to do this. You got to buy this lab meat. You got to buy all this stuff here from the government. You can't depend on the farm and stuff now. Not without your barcodes, you know.
Where'd Hurricane go? She still with us?
Yeah, she's still here. She's got us on.
I'm
mute.
Here. I just have you on mute.
I still feel that's the same thing that you do. I feel that this is the same direction that we're going in. And it's going to be quick.
Well, I think...
You know?
And I know she did the whole China deal, and then I sat in on the show, but I just kind of sat there and listened because they did some stuff about what was it, angels, demons? What was that thing about, Ann?
We did a show over the fallen angels, the Nephilim and the fallen angels. And we were doing it over the book of Genesis, actually, you know. And it was a very interesting show. My ratings were insane for that. And so Lori actually just contacted me a couple of days ago and was like, hey, we got to do part two. And I'm like, let's do it. Let's do it. So, but it's interesting, isn't it, what's going on? And it said one of the things that was really interesting is it says a lot of people don't understand that, and I don't want to go on into this because it would be a whole different show, but they don't understand that. When the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, which have been, you know, they're authentic, was also the Book of the Giants and the Book of Enoch. And in these books, they go in collaborate even more than what the Bible says about the angels and everything about them. And they talk about the end days are going to be as is the days of Noah. But in these books, they also discuss that these angels actually performed DNA manipulation, where they were manipulating the animals and humans together. So you're like the centaur, Medusa, or, you know, mermaids, right? And so now we're seeing that here for years now with the chimeras that they're making. And so that's in the days of Noah's. And also in the days of Noah's, we had these cannibalistic giants, you know. Well, and one of the things that I think that Russell was really blown away on that show was the fact that we were talking about in the Lord's Prayer, how it says, in the earth, instead of on the earth, that we notice it said in the earth, you know, And we were talking about giants in the earth and stuff like that. It's a pretty interesting show, and it's real relevant. I think what's going on now, don't you think so, Russell?
I do. I really do. I mean, and I'm always skeptical to say the end times, because I'm sure when World War One kicked off, you know, people thought it was end time. World War Two, you know, we've got this new one that may be looming. And I don't know how much of what that I believe and don't believe, just due to too much of it appears to be too well scripted.
All right.
But what I'm trying to, I guess point I'm trying to make, I don't know whether we're in the end times or not, but like I was saying, you know, I was talking about the days. You know, well, the people were living the same way they are now. It was all about me, self-satisfaction, pride. I mean, you know, everybody's a star now, you know, with TikTok and all that kind of stuff. You got to kind of, you know, wonder, you know, we may be due for another good reign.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think we're in the end times. I think we're in the start of it, though. You know, I think we're in the beginning of it.
I have 2 points. I have 2 points I want to point out, okay? So I'm going to try to stay on track, so don't interrupt me, because you know I'm ADD. I'll go over one, I had a thought while Russell was talking, that it's funny how QAnon people, we caught all kinds of hell because we caught wrong dates, right? But if you're into the world, Christian, and you think it's in times, then it's acceptable, even if you're wrong time after time after time. But if you're the QAnon and get one date wrong, whoa, God help us, you know? So I thought, well, there's a hypocrisy there. Now, the bad news is I fall into both categories because I'm an end-timer that's had the date wrong every time, including Y2K, and I also had many dates wrong, the 10 days of darkness. So that's kind of funny because I fit in both categories. So I'm a little bit of a hypocrite too. But the other one I was bringing up was, if y'all don't mind, can I just give like a little tiny Bible story, if y'all don't mind? Is that cool?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so one, we could be in the end times, or two, we could not be in the end times. But we are for sure, most definitely, not the first people that ever thought in the history of the world that we were in the end times, okay? So in the Old Testament, God gave us these examples of, he told us, like, showed us different things that happen time after time after time. And I think he did that, so we say, hey, he's like, look at this, notice it, right? Well, one thing is that, I think that maybe the end times are actually not so much predetermined with the date, but determined by our behavior and our actions and our attitudes, okay, and our beliefs, okay, I believe that God allows us with free choice, that we determine by our behavior when the end times are. So in the Old Testament, he loved Israel, okay, Israel was his people, and man, he would kick ass for them. They went to war, he kicked ass, you know, they were always victorious, they prospered, they were wealthy, you know, everything they touched just turned to gold. They were his chosen ones. But then as time went over, just like with the golden cow, as time goes on, they start forgetting him. They start worshiping other idols, and then they start worshiping other gods, and they start building temples to other gods, and they start forgetting about God, okay, and what all he's given them. But they have all this because of him. So then God gets pissed off, and he freaking starts letting them get smote. He lets them get destroyed in war. He lets their temples get sacked. He lets them get taken as hostages and slaves. They lose everything. They're miserable. They're in hostage. They're wailing. So then they finally like start begging and begging, and they start repenting. And then they dress in sackcloth. They put ashes on their head. It says they're ranting their clothes, and they're wailing and gnashing their teeth, okay? And they're begging God, like really truly on their knees, you know, repenting like this horribly. And so then God finally feels sorry for them. He's like, okay, dude, I forgive you, you know. You're my people again. And then all of a sudden they're free from bondage. They're victorious. They win all the wars. They're the go-to people. They love God. God loves them. Everything's hunky-dory. Kumbaya. And then as time goes on, they start forgetting God. Back to the golden idol, a cow again. You know what I'm saying? It's like this thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe you can stop the end times from coming if, as a nation we truly repented and he said to God back to our favor. Since he showed us about a million examples that he's done that before, I mean, maybe it doesn't have to be the end, because I am one of the people who am not looking forward to the end times, because I still believe that I would be raptured prior to suffering immensely. So I do not look forward to this one iota. And if we can find a loophole or some way to get around that, I'm down for it. Russell, what do you say? Are you down for that? I mean, like a shortcut?
No.
But I know he wants war, but, you know.
Yeah. I just, you know, and I feel like you do, you know, exactly like you do about, you know, we're not the, certainly not the first group of people on the planet thought this was the end times and stuff. And truth be known, you know, nobody knows when it's coming. Jesus doesn't even know, you know. You know, one morning, God's going to walk in Jesus' room, kick his bed, go, hey, get up, roll, go pull those motherfuckers out. And, you know, that's when it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, and I don't know when or where it is, but and we may very well, but, you know, it's a trying times coming right now, and regardless if we are or aren't, there's things we need to be prepared for, and, you know, these waves of people are going to, I mean, this is going to go Mad Max pretty damn quick. If
what if it's not what it seems? What if nothing is a reality? What if nothing that we're seeing is really what we're seeing? Because you know what? I have a different theory that I think is going on. And I think that Trump is still pretty much in charge. I don't believe that Joe Biden is the official president. I still feel like our military is in control. I feel like there was a contingency for government just that they knew that there was interference from a foreign government. And I do believe that there might be other superpowers like Russia helping and working with them as well. Because I know even China, I'm not saying there's anyone in China that's good, but a lot of people don't understand that Xi is actually the better of the Chinese people, because there's two factions in China. There's a deep state of China that hates him and is trying to take him down, that he's been taking them down and fighting his own deep state inside there. Then we got Russia, where he's like, oh, support Ukraine. No, thank you. We don't support Nazis, okay? We know, and we have facts to prove it, that even if it hasn't been acknowledged by the mainstream media now, even fake media, they've even acknowledged it, that Putin's going after the biolabs, okay? American-funded biolabs all on the border, you know, between Russia and Ukraine, you know? So everything's not so much as it is. So what if they're just letting this ride, okay, and then catch them and put them all down? Because I think they're all going to go down. I still believe every single thing about QAnon, okay, because there is no QAnon, first of all, for anybody that says QAnon. I say that because that's what people call it, but it's not. It's either Q or it's Anons, okay? It's Q, and then there's Anons, all right? That's how it is. There is no QAnon. No Anon would ever say that. I mean, they mean it, you know? But I told y'all from the very beginning that, you know, they went to so much trouble to make us look crazy and to let people infiltrate the movement and make just crazy claims to make us look like a bunch of nutcases and claim that Q said this or claim that Q said that when he didn't, you know? Like, we even get blamed for all the WikiLeaks information. Like, Pizzagate was a WikiLeaks. That wasn't a Q. You know, it was pre-Q, right? I mean, people don't even investigate to see the truth. But now, guess what? On Trump's social, one of the first accounts, even I think before Trump's account was made, is a Q account, which is a lowercase Q, not an uppercase like before. And the people on there are like Cash Patel, Kevin Nunes, Dan Scavino, and Trump, and they're like trolling the hell out of the left about Q. And one minute it looks like they're just trolling the hell out of the left about Q, and then the next minute they're posting like posts that are actually look like actual Q posts. And for people who studied Q for 3 years or 4 years and read over 4,000 something posts like I did, you kind of get to know the language, you know. And there's some that are eerily very look real, seem like real Q posts, you know. So And who did I tell you before? I told you before that I thought that Q was Dan Scavino, Cash Patel. These people that are on there right now, these people are the people that I told you that I thought was on the Q team. Trump, Dan Scavino, Cash Patel, and Kevin Nunes. I mean, I already mm-hmm. thought that before because Cash Patel was, you know, like General Flynn's protege, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the military as well. So isn't that funny that the same people, some people are going to owe me a lot of apologies, okay, is all I got to say. So it may not be the end of the world. It may be the end of the deep state. And what you may be seeing now is that they're just letting it ride out because right now, all right, so I have this one guy. He's a really good friend of mine, Dale, and his kids go to school with our kids and blah, blah, blah. I had to deal with him and his wife sometimes because of school stuff. So when we talk sometimes about politics, you know, when I run into him and we're talking, and I usually ask him, you know, well, you know, are any of your black friends supporting Joe Biden? And at first it was like, oh, some of them are, they're stupid, you know. So there was some support, not him, but there was a lot of support for it. And I saw him last night. I was talking to him for just a minute. I said, hey, are your black friends still supporting Joe Biden? He's like, hell no. They're all like, F Joe Biden. And nobody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like a huge difference as the time's been on when I run into him over the last couple of years or since the election, you know. Big change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
The world's waking up.
It is that God is giving us a chance to turn to Him, because He says so in the book of Revelations, that God's going to give us every opportunity to turn towards Him. You know, and for the nations to turn towards Him. Yes, I agree with you, and I feel that all this, I mean, it's got to get way worse before it gets any better. So
well,
I definitely feel the deep state may be taken down. I feel that as well. But at what cost? You know.
You know, the third to the last post of Q, right, he said, it was after the election, you know, and he said, how do you expose these evil cabal? You know, how do you, I mean, I'm just paraphrasing a bit. How do you expose election fraud? You know, how do you secure voting post POTUS, so after Trump? How do you secure that, you know? And then it says sometimes you have to walk through the darkness to see the light or something. In other words, people have to see to believe, you know. And then it says it had to be, it goes, he said, it had to be this way. It had to be this way. And that's like really profound. It had to be this way. Like, you know, this is, like it was a plan, you know, it had to be this way. And then this post after that, all it says is one word, Durham. That's the next to the last post he ever gave us, Durham. And now what's happening? We're seeing Durham come out, right? You're starting to hear more and more buzz about Durham coming out. And you know, you're going after Clinton and stuff. So we know that Gitmo has been expanded, and it has a new geriatric, like a huge facility there. Right? I mean, come on.
You
need to get
well,
forward.
Have you noticed?
I don't think he is.
Have you noticed, guys, Russell, have you noticed all of a sudden these big names are coming down with COVID all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. They always do that. And
What a coincidence. Right?
Yeah, is Gunny still on?
Yeah, he's
okay. I want to. One thing that you've probably noticed is the military. I know that you've noticed that the military movement when it comes to Ukraine. Okay, so what are you seeing? You're seeing the deep state getting running their mouth about how they're going to do this and do that. But where is our military at? They're not actually fighting Russia, are they?
No.
Because you know why? I don't think he's in control of the military. If he was in control of the military, why is he having to beg Poland to fly over there? You know, why aren't we doing it? Are we? Because, you know, I don't watch the news, so maybe I'm missing something. But Gunny, are we fighting Russia? No.
No, we are not. Now, don't doubt for a minute that spooks ain't running around. They're doing what they can and stuff. And it's going to be quite interesting because Lewinsky or whatever his name is, not Lewinsky, Luzinski,
the Ukraine president.
the puppet over there in Ukraine, man. He was ripping the U.S. for not getting involved, not helping him and stuff. And I wonder, I wonder if he's going to, I mean, they've already exposed him, but I wonder if he himself is going to come out and call out the deep state. But no,
that's going to be
he's just an actor,
watch.
You know, he's just an actor is all he is. He's just a deep state puppet actor. I mean, you can find him in high heels dancing around on the internet. I mean, he's just got all kinds of crap. He was just a cheap actor, you know. He's just a puppet.
Right.
Did you see how the media is running with? He's the Ukrainian sweetheart. He's a role model for every leader in the world. He's so brave.
Right. Well, a lot of stuff has come out. I mean, there's been lots of photographs of him with Mark Zuckerberg, with Soros. I mean, a bunch of deep staters.
Yeah,
well,
and,
you know,
and Zelensky's a deep stater. That's what he is. You know, they came in, and they, well, we call it a color revolution. And that one particular one, they actually called it color orange. They called it orange revolution in Ukraine when they had it. And when they came in, and they actually, you know, took out the leader that was, you know, their leader, and ran him out. Mm-hmm. And that was because the deep state did that. And then he took refuge in Russia. But you know, the deep state overthrew them and came in and took over. So that's really what's happening. You know? So Zelensky's
and maybe
just
that's
puppet.
What, Russell, maybe that's what you and I were screaming about for the last 2 weeks, wondering what we're missing. Maybe that's what that is. Do you think?
Well, no, I don't think that, I mean, I fully understand that, and Hurricane is spot on. With that assessment, no, we don't have troops on the ground in Ukraine. All right? I'm sure if American turns up over there, he'll just be there all on his own, trying to help, you know how it goes, anyway.
To do the mop-up work?
But what you really got to wonder is, and what makes me think of this stuff, now, Russia has some problems, and, people are going down. Ukraine is a big country. I mean, it is a good-sized country, and it takes a bit to accomplish something like that. But the really thing that got me is if Putin wanted this thing to be over, he would be bombing the shit out of Kyiv.
Exactly.
He's got the missiles to reach there and do it. So you've got to wonder, and it's kind of leading back towards Ann was saying, well, this guy is nothing but a deep state puppet. I mean, does Putin want the capital intact for some reason? Intel pictures, documents.
Who knows?
And what do you think?
Are you talking about the biolabs in Russia?
Yep.
Okay, look, here's what's going on. Okay, first of all, I can't pull up. I'm actually not at my desk, so I don't have my laptop in front of me. So I didn't have my notes for the name of the specific military units in Ukraine, but they are Nazi units. Okay, we're not just saying just Nazi, like how people just casually say Nazis, okay? Ukraine was were Nazi sympathizers during the war. And allowed
right.
many refugees that were Nazis to come into Ukraine. These are actual real Nazi groups. And in Kyiv,
right.
what's been going on is these Nazi groups have actually been holding the Ukrainian people hostage in the city. And even the black citizens, the NAACP, had actually came out and made a statement about the Ukrainians, this Nazi branch is now actually not letting them out. And they, these rogue branches have actually been firing on the Ukrainian people, not so much all Russians like what they're reporting. Now, these biolabs, the information has come out. We have documents. The websites were so stupid. They were so stupid. They deleted all the stuff on their websites, but they didn't delete any of the archives. And it was actually an anon, a big show, the Matrix Groove show. So it was Matrix Groove that actually busted the story about the biolabs, okay? And, of course, the deep state came out and said, QAnon people, it's a bunch of weirdos and liars. Well, Tucker Carlson did a big show about it. And if you want to Google it, you can pull it up, the segment. And he said, yeah, we got this story about QAnon conspiracies to say that Putin's going after the biolabs. And he said, well, of course, we're not going to publish a QAnon conspiracy story. You know, that's ridiculous, right? He said, but then they got this information, that information, this information, and he gets, and come to find out, they're right. So he had acknowledged the fact that Matrix Group was, that this information was correct. So that was actually on Tucker Carlson. And I was in the chat the other day at this huge show right after this happened, and actually Matrix and Shady saw me in the chat, and there was like 2,000 people in the chat. At the time, it was a huge show, and he came out and gave me a big shout-out at Wolfpack Radio and told me to share the link and all that stuff, so that was really cool, you know? That was a great advertisement for me. I was like, woo, free advertisement, yay. but these documents have already been proven. They are already out there, including even the stuff that they're studying on. They're all gain-of-function. They're all funded by America. They were probably fixing to be poisonous all again because they were predicting that we're going to have another outbreak. Fauci raised his Google dirty head, right? And so, I mean, they're busted. So, you know, we'd always said that whenever they do go down, it's going to be like a perfect storm. Like all three movies are going to be playing Pfizer-gate and Pedo-gate and everything at the same time. And I think that's what you're seeing now is the storm that we were predicting, you know. And when it comes out, it's all going to come out. Trump's playing with them with Trump Social. He's playing with them, playing with them, playing with them. But when it gets time to flood the real information, it's going to be out there. And I think they're just really making sure that they can't get crashed or hacked and being really.
I think what's really going to come down is when they bring Hunter's laptop and everything. That's they're working on that right now and everything, trying to do indictments and stuff. From what I was reading, that's what's going to bring everything down, I believe.
Oh yeah. That's a big one, too. That's a big one. And, you know, if you remember, I did expose them in my China video, Joe Biden and his son and his brother, 3 years ago.
Oh, we did that.
Just now talking about it. Just now talking about it.
We did that here on this show, too. We exposed a lot of that and everything. So, but I tell you what, it's that time and everything, and Virgil will be here with us tomorrow night and stuff. But, guys, I don't know. I mean, we're in that direction, and it's like Russell said, it's happening very, very fast, you know, and stuff. And you guys want to do it?
It's got to be like the end of the world for these people to wake up, because nothing else is going to wake these idiots up, okay? Nothing else is going to wake these people up unless they have a near-death experience. And they had to really feel like they're losing everything, you know? And they got people are going to have to really suffer, so... You know, so far we're getting hit. My husband was really ragging on me a while back about where's all our money going. You need to watch your spending. And I'm like, look, dude, it's not me. I'm spending the same amount as the economy, playing Democrats. You know,
right?
But I should be glad that we're prepped and stocked up. You know, go ahead.
Right. Go ahead, Russell.
Right. Oh no, I'm just like I said, it's going to be interesting, and I'm just at the point now to where I'm just hell, it's just kick the tires and light the fires and get on with this thing, because it's time, and sadly it's the only way to fix what's been happening.
I don't think it's stressful. I think it's time to get the popcorn and just sit back and enjoy ourselves and watch the ride, because it's fixing to go down.
I'm going to kick back and start a little bonfire out here in my front yard, and want to kick back with a beer and just say, told you all so.
I really think Trump's going to be president. I think they're going to fix 2020. I don't think we're going to have a
2020. Well, what I'm hearing in on that is that they have already started.
Wisconsin's moving.
Well, on that subject, they're already moving up to bringing Trump in as Speaker of the House, because they've already, the GOP has already nominated him for that spot. So who knows?
Yeah, but you can't trust the GOP. The GOP are crooked bastards, and they lie about everything.
Right.
And Trump's a 5D chess player, okay? So he may be one to distract, you know? But listen, this is my prediction. I predict that all these states are coming forth with the audits or keeping some of it secret and not really coming forth with all the information. I think it's all in the timing, okay? So I think this is all going to come out when they start getting big arrests. Okay, so Russell, you do war. You're a tactician, right? So you're a tactical genius.
Right.
So tell me, if you're going to attack your enemy, wouldn't you want it to? You want to wait until you start hitting them, so that they're totally on the offense and they have no defense, you know, at all. I mean, they're just on the defense totally. I got that backwards. Totally on the defense so much that they can't throw any offense at you. Then that's when the audience need to come forward. When they're at their weakest, that's when they got to do it, and that'll work. You see what I mean? Am I right? You have to wait until they're.
I concur with that assessment 100%, and I agree with that prediction. And now to close out the show, I'm going to make my prediction, and I'm predicting that my head is fixing to hit a pillow.
I hear you. So I got to get up early in the morning myself.
Thank you so much. Love talking with you, man. We need to get the Misfits together and see where everybody's at one day.
Yeah, we need to do some shows this week too because the ratings are just crazy and we've got to get on the air. But I got hit with the tornado last week. I had a lot of damage. It's been real crazy here. Keith was out of town,
right.
And our buildings got all tore up. And we were in storm cellars. It was nuts. So, but the house is still standing.
Well, we got some crazy winds coming in tomorrow. So, they're supposed to get about 64-mile-an-hour winds up around this way tomorrow. So, I'll be seeing barns flying by again.
Oh, man, I'm so sick of shingles and tin flying around here. I'm sick of it.
I got half of a barn laying across the street from the last wind. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to sign off.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, you're welcome, man. Thank you for coming on and filling in for Virgil and everything. And we'll be broadcasting on all platforms here in just a little bit. So see you all tomorrow.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.